Well, we've pretty much hit exam season. HSC starting this week, and a whole lot of others will be gearing up for the end of 2025 as well. And of course, that means we need to make sure we're you got the kids and grandkids, or maybe yourself. Maybe you're doing some studying for yourself. You got as much nutrition packed in the front end as you can to get you through that part of the year. Joining us to cover that from the University of Newcastle is Professor Claire Collins. Claire, thank you so much, as always, for your time. I'm guessing that as the study ramps up, we start to need more nutrients thrown in, and that's where you're coming into the play today.
Yeah, definitely. We want to just remind everybody about the importance of nutrition in exam preparation, getting through the actual physical exam and after, but the really important role people who've got, you know, people studying for exams in their house, the practical things that they can do to help them around nutrition. And I think first up is breakfast. You know, if you've got a young person who's just going to rush out and you're always saying, hey, breakfast, helping them wake up a bit earlier, getting it ready.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's the tough
but,
part.
You know, chances are, you know, if you're a parent, they might be driving themselves, or you might be taking them to the exam or making sure they make the bus. But I think having the breakfast food already laid out the night before, and a couple of things that you can put in a lunchbox so they can eat on the bus, a really good idea. And this is where complex carbohydrates help. Anything actually with rolled oats in it. And on our website, No Money, No Time, we've got a fact sheet on eat to beat exams and lots of recipes. And even putting some, you know, dry breakfast cereal into a little snap-lock bag and throwing that in the lunchbox. I think you want to err on the side of sending them off with too much food, just in case, you know, they get to the exam and one of their friends has had no breakfast, and then they're going to share whatever they've got. Things like a banana, some fruit, all of those things. You want to go into the exam with your brain fueled. Otherwise, it's like, you know, trying to go into the exam and the petrol tank's already on zero and you're going to be stuck there for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a bit of a trick, isn't it? So, like you said, you got to make sure that, in a way, you kind of do the preparation for the kids. And like you said, that starts the night before, whether it's getting the fruit out, cereal ready to go to sort of rush it onto the bus or into the car. In terms of the days that some of those bigger exams are happening, what's the best methods here, Claire?
Well, you know what I think? Staying hydrated. There was a really interesting study, and this one was done in children, and it showed that being as little as dehydrated by, they said, you know, 2.3%. So essentially this is not drinking any water in the morning leading up to the exam actually impairs the way your brain functions. And the extreme examples of that is, you know how you see those marathons and people like fall over the line and just can't cross the finishing line? They usually have extreme dehydration and they've run out of fuel, but it doesn't help with your alertness. Now, here's an easy one that you can do on the day, and the studies show this improves alertness and lower stress: sugar-free chewing gum. And so that increases the blood flow to your brain and especially to the areas that are linked with learning and memory. So especially if this is a maths or a chemistry exam, well, there's lots of big long English quotes of Shakespeare to remember. Having some sugar-free chewing gum can really help just making sure the blood is still flowing, sending them off with a water bottle. I think sometimes people think, oh no, I don't want to have to leave the exam to go to the loo. So they might get caught out on that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just a fact of life. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I mean, there won't be much cheating in there. That's for sure. That's for sure. About at the other end? I think I sort of caught you at the start here. You were saying yes before and as the exam days happen, but what about at the other end once we're coming out of them?
Yeah, so a really important thing is sometimes we forget about protein, you know, something as simple as cheese on toast. Now, I've talked about carbohydrate being the fuel, but interesting, the protein sources are the sources of amino acids that get turned into two hormones, serotonin, sometimes called the happy chemical, and melatonin, the sleep chemical. And what you need is some protein at those different meals, but you also need the complex carbohydrate, and it acts as a decoy so that your body can get on with making both melatonin and serotonin. So when you eat like cheese on toast, for example, your blood sugar goes up because of the carbohydrate. It reduces insulin, and insulin also helps get amino acids out of the blood and leave tryptophan, this clear run to cross the blood-brain barrier and get made into both melatonin and serotonin. So that's another one. It's not a time to ditch the protein. Milk is a really good source of protein, and it's also got the carbohydrate in it. So a nice, you know, milky drink before heading off to bed will help with the melatonin side. And then, you know, even a cheese sandwich at lunchtime is going to make sure you've got enough protein there to get through. Another good snack in the lunchbox, nuts that they've got protein in, little tins of tuna. And, yeah, so it's really worth the preparation. And you surreptitiously doing that around the studiers at your house.
All right, lots of great tips there. And just get ahead of it because the exam season is pretty much well upon us. Maybe it will be happening in your house at the moment. As always, Claire, a pleasure. We'll catch up with you next time around. Thanks for your insight.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. And that article is on No Money, No Time, Eat to Beat Exams.
Yep, great place to check out not only this but some other great nutritional information that we've been covering with Claire for quite some time now, the No Money, No Time website put on by the University of Newcastle. And Professor Claire Collins there with us at 2NURFM 103.7.